So we'll get started tonight. the main theme that I want to discuss tonight is something that I've had on my heart for a long time, but it's been a long time being able to bring it out. And going back over it, I've changed some things up. So hopefully, though, it will be for the betterment of what we want to present tonight. I want to talk about us first getting started and what our makeup is. Change is part of our existence. You might say it's in our DNA. It's something that happens to us every day, whether we choose for it to or not. I'll give some examples. When you get up in the morning, are you the same every morning? What's your mood like? Depending on whether you had a good dream or a bad dream, depending on whether your partner kept you up because they were snoring, depending on how we personally feel health-wise, depending on what the weather is, depending on what we have to do that day, every day we're a little bit different. Some days we're in a good mood. Some days we're not in so good of a mood, but every day we're different. Every day is not the same. Moving on, we get up. After we've gotten up, we start making preparations for the day. We may fix our favorite cup of coffee or our breakfast in the morning. And we can use the same ingredients, but you know, it doesn't always taste the same, does it? Coffee may have a wing to it. Something may be different with our cereal or what have you. When we fix our hair and put our goop on, we don't always look the same every time, do we? Sometimes everything comes out just right. Sometimes things are a little different. Sometimes we can get our hair to lay down. Sometimes we can't. Every day, We change. There's something different to us. When it comes to our daily activities, we drive somewhere to work or a destination. We may choose the same road to travel on. Sometimes we get there okay. Sometimes it takes us longer. Sometimes we have an accident and don't make it at all. Things change. When it comes to our reaction to circumstances that may come upon us. One day, we may laugh at something that we have experienced, but the next day get mad at it. One day, we may discipline our child, if we have a child, over something that they have done. The next day, not discipline them. Let it go. Ignore it. We also, whether we want to admit it or not, change every day due to aging. When we're real little, you can see changes being very evident. We hit that middle part of our life where change is not so evident. And then we hit the other end where change starts getting pretty evident again. You know, due to aging, time plays a factor on our body. For a while, we learn how to do stuff, and then for a while, we learn how we can't do stuff anymore. Also, we learn stuff, we gain intelligence, have a lot of things stored up in our memory, remember faces of names and people. That didn't come out right, did it? We remember the names and faces of people, okay. But then, you know, there comes a point where we start forgetting them and we don't remember. That, too, is a change. Why are we this way? Because we're not perfect. And I want to bring one more example into this to help guide us along the lines that I'm wanting to take us down tonight. When you start a new job, one thing may be told to you. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning every day. The first time you are late, your boss gets up in your grill about it. So you get a good chewing out about it. And then maybe if you're late again, the same boss laughs and says, don't worry about it. And then if you're by chance late again, he gets mad at you again and gives you a chewing out. That's not consistent, is it? This pattern being inconsistent, is that really a good way to manage people? And we know it's not. Does this management style promote employees to want to be punctual every day? No, it's not. No, it doesn't. And this type of management style, what does it make the employees think about the boss? He doesn't have his act together. He's wishy-washy. On one day, off the next. You can't count on him being the same every day. This is how all of us are, though, as sinners, in some form or fashion, all the time. We change. We're different. Depending on our moods, our environment, the circumstances, we change. But what if God was this way? Being the almighty, omnipotent God with power to do whatever he wants, if he had different moods, if he was inconsistent in his actions and his judgments, he would be terrifying. Because with his power and his ability, if we'd make him mad, poof, we could be gone. Or bam, he can make our lives really terrible. And that's just what I want to think about, the difference between us and God, just for a little bit tonight. Thankfully, God is not inconsistent. Thankfully, God never changes. He's always the same. And I want to read some verses that reflect that about our God. Psalm 102 and verse 27 will be our first one. If you thought we were going to get away without reading the Bible, you're wrong. But Psalm 102 and verse 27, speaking about God. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. So just a following up thought to this. No matter how much time goes by, God does not differ in his person, in his actions, in his demeanor, or in his judgments. Thou art the same. Hebrews chapter 1 is our next reference we want to go to and read. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 10. Hebrews 1:10 through 12. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Everything within our universe ages and comes to an end, which is a constant change, and this is something that we all are subject to as well. But as we read here, God does not age, nor does time affect him in any way, like everything else in our knowledge and understanding is, where time is concerned. Also in Hebrews chapter 13, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The Son of God has the same attributes that God the Father has, staying the same no matter what time it is. yesterday, today, tomorrow, or into eternity. Always the same. James chapter 1 and verse 17. Don't have to go far for this one. James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. No matter what the circumstances are, there is no deviation with God. God is constant. He's consistent. He's steady. He's unwavering. And in Malachi 3:6, this ultimately is going to be the reference we use a bit here in a moment, but Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. No matter what mankind is or does, this does not affect the person of God. Being perfect, there's no reason for God to change. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, I'm just referencing, after God had created all things, and he looked at it and beheld it, all in its complete and working form, he beheld it and it says, it was very good. God looked at it and it was very good. A week later, God didn't say, that's not working very well, I got to change that, did he? He didn't realize things weren't functioning like he had intended for it to, because he is perfect. And when he acts and when he speaks, it is complete and it can be improved on no more. We can cook something and after eating it decide, next time I'm going to add a little bit of this and a little something of this to make it taste better. And we do that, and then after that we next time I may add this to it or take this away. Everything we do can be improved upon, but not God. You can build something, be it a shed or a house or a garden or whatever. And after engaging with it, putting it to work for whatever purpose it is, we can find the errors, the shortcomings, and be able to say, next time I do that, I'll do it differently. No matter what we do, we can improve upon what we've done because it's not perfect and we're not perfect, but not with God. So do we recognize and appreciate God because he is unchanging? If there is one constant in life that we can count on, it is God being the same, perfectly unchanging all the time. When it comes to life, first of all, God has given everybody who is born into life a free will to exercise. Our circumstances may be different from each other or someone else, but what is provided to us and available from God is the same for all people, because God is not racist. He's not a respecter of persons. He does not think more highly of some people over others, but his invitation to all is whosoever will. We all have that free will that God has given us equally, fairly, justly. When it comes to being able to be united with God in his kingdom for all eternity, God has always had the same way for mankind from the beginning of time. And that is, we've got to recognize our fallen spiritual condition. and trust in God's sinless provision to be able to be found worthy to join him in his kingdom, whether it's in the Old Testament or the New. None were acceptable unto God unless the perfect sacrifice was offered in the stead of the sinner. God doesn't, he didn't, nor will he ever have standards that were one way for this time, another way for this time, and another way for this time, and this is yet to come. But God's always, his standards of salvation, how mankind can be accepted to him, have always been the same. He has never only offered salvation to certain people and nobody else. Ephesians 4:5 speaks about how that there's one Lord, there is one faith, there is one baptism. There is no more. God is singular in who he is, what he is, what he has been, and what he shall forever be, unchanging. When it comes to God dealing with us, it's always in righteousness. We never have to worry about God abusing us or treating us unfairly. He never loses his temper, getting out of control and hurting us. And you know, we talked about some things in the beginning about how we change based on our moods, how we feel. But that's something that God never does. And we can always count on him treating us righteously. He either blesses us or chastens us according unto what we deserve in righteousness, nothing more and nothing less. Remember what I said earlier about dealing with our children? Some days we do, some days we don't. God is always consistent. We don't slip something by God or give him a cute smile and he turns his head the other way. He's always consistent. So we always know where he stands, and we always know where we stand in relation to him. When God speaks, he means it. I can say stuff, and you all know my personality. You never know whether to believe me or not, because being ornery a lot of the times. But you know, when God speaks, he means it. Because he's always the same. He's perfect, and he never changes. He doesn't say something one day and then have a different position the next day. We can always count on him being the same. He doesn't change his mind. He's always perfect. And that's something that just was kind of a trigger this devotion, was just how no matter what, nothing changes with God, and that's good. In Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. The kids that are in my Sunday school, you hear this often, don't you? I refer to this verse in Sunday school and in Bible school, vacation Bible school. I am the Lord, I change not. That's very powerful. That's very reassuring. And it can really keep us centered when it comes to our action and response unto God. If God says do something in his word, Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. If God says, don't do something, I am the Lord, I change not. If God hates something, I am the Lord, I change not. If God finds something to be an abomination, I am the Lord, I change not. If God says something is sin, I am the Lord. I change not. If God says he will bring judgment against a specific action or choice, I am the Lord. I change not. Are you getting what I'm trying to lay upon us tonight? Time doesn't change God. God is not subject to emotions, feelings, and what other people are sending his way to provoke him to be different or step outside of being a righteous God. He does not change because his thoughts, his reason, his purpose, it's always perfect. Do we believe this? I think an answer to this is our response to God's word is our answer. We don't have to say a thing. I am the Lord. I change not. For us to be as perfect as possible, to be found pleasing, to be helped and blessed, to be strengthened for our challenges by the Lord, we must be striving to walk perfectly according to his word. Because his word never changes. And he is the Lord. He changes not. In Psalm 119:89, it says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Man can change it. Man's attitude and demeanor can be different as time goes on. What man preaches and proclaims through his churches will not be the same as it has been in days gone by, but that doesn't change God, nor does it change his word. I am the Lord, I change not. Because we are sinners, we change. We're imperfect. We can't help it. That is the way we are. But because God is perfect, he never changes because there's no reason to. Because he's already the best that can be as our God, as our Lord, and as our Savior. So I think I just close up with some thoughts here. Anytime we read God's word or hear God's word presented to us and it catches our attention and maybe it's something that we aren't doing, or maybe we're doing something we shouldn't. Please remember this verse when it comes to God's position of things. He says what he means. And he is the Lord. He changes not. And that's a good thing. And we can have confidence and assurance and peace knowing that God doesn't change. He's always been the same. He always will be. We know where he stands, and we can stand right there with him. And just what a blessed thought and knowledge and comprehension and understanding it is to know that our God is an unchanging God. So that's the thoughts I wanted to drive home tonight, and I hope they will stick with you and give you assurance, give you confidence, and also keep you from drifting when we may have other thoughts or persuasions come our way. So let's go ahead and close, bow our heads to close here the devotion and prayer. Thank you very much, Father, for these thoughts that we've had here tonight. And I pray that they would be as powerful and influential on each and everybody here in the audience as they have been for me. We pray, Father, that we would recognize no matter how much the world tries to sell a different God in these days in which we're living, that we would realize that you don't change because you're perfect. Be with us through the remainder of this day. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.